One of the reasons I think we can believe in the historicity of the Gospels, the fact that the Gospels weren't just made up by disciples about all this, is because I think if they had made up these things afterwards themselves, they wouldn't have made themselves look so bad. For example, like in the Gospel today, Jesus calls out not one but two of the apostles, Thomas and Philip today. And he's sort of going, as Father was pointing out yesterday, like, come on, don't you get it yet? And I think if the apostles had been making this all up after the fact or something, they would have made themselves look a little better than that. So I think the fact that sort of the humility with which they present themselves in the Gospels is one sort of testimony of the historicity of the Gospels, that they're telling the things the way they actually happened. And in this Gospel today, Jesus has one of these great "I am" statements that are particularly emphasized in St. John's Gospel, where that our Gospel is from today. Today, in response to Thomas, who says, Jesus is telling that he's really preparing the apostles for the fact that he will be departing from them. The church is preparing us for that. We're coming up on the Feast of the Ascension, and where Jesus ascends body and soul into heaven and reigns gloriously in his human body at the right hand of the Father for all eternity. And he's trying to say, don't let that trouble you, because I'm going there to prepare a place for you, because that now is our home. With the ascension and Jesus taking his humanity, his human body, into heaven, that now becomes the home of humanity. That is our true home. And that's where we need to be going. That's why we always want to be on this pilgrimage, on this procession to heaven. And that's why we don't want to get stopped and bogged down here. We want to keep on the road, keep going on the way. But Thomas is going like, well, we don't know the way. And this is where then Jesus answers with this great "I am" statement. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that statement is one that is a very good example of what is talked about in the second reading. Where St. Peter is talking about, where Jesus says that Jesus is this scandal to people, literally. The word in Greek is scandalon, which is a stumbling block. And that's in the second reading, how Jesus is described to many people, a stumbling block. That Jesus, Christ, true God and true man, in his suffering, death, and resurrection, is the way to the Father. Is the way of that we come to know the Father, the only way. That is a scandal for many people. It's very scandalous in the world that we live in. Our world likes to say, that may be your way or your truth or your whatever, and this is mine, and isn't that great, and all this. It's what Pope Emeritus Benedict referred to as the dictatorship of relativism, the dictatorship of the relative. But Jesus says this very explicitly. Certainly in our English translation, he says, "I am the way, the truth, the life." That is how it is in Spanish as well, of course. Funny to say, that's not what it says in Latin. Latin doesn't have definite and indefinite articles. So in Latin, maybe you could fudge a little bit. But what's most important is in the Greek of the New Testament, Greek does have definite articles, and that's what it says. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, the life." Not a way, a truth, a life, but the way, the truth, the life. And it's very important, because if you want to get somewhere, you need to be on the way. And I think I've maybe shared this story with you before, but it's kind of a funny one. I kind of like it. Many years ago, I was the pastor in a little town called McEwen, Tennessee. St. Patrick's, wonderful parish there. Go to the Irish picnic if they're going to be able to have it. Probably not. I don't know. Don't want to give any false advertising. But anyhow, but the wonderful parish out in the country. And I grew up in another little town, both sort of on the west side of Nashville. And you can get from one to the other, but it's not easy. Lots of twists and turns and through the country and over hill and over dale and things like that. And I had been home visiting my father, and I was about to go back to St. Patrick's, to go back to McEwen. And strange to say, this man just on the street there in Ashland City, my hometown, came up and said, you know, do you know the way to McEwen? And I said, well, that's very strange. You should ask. That's where I live, and I'm going there right now. And if you would like to follow me, you're welcome to, because you can get there from here, but it's not easy. It's, you know, you have to have lots of twists and turns and over hill and over dale. And he said, oh, no, it can't be that complicated. If I just take this road right here and go straight on this road, I think I'll get there. And I said, no, I'm sorry, you won't. If you go on this road, straight on that road right there, you'll get to Clarksville, but you will never, ever get to McEwen going straight on that road. And I said, but, and you know, it is a little twisted, but I'm going there right now, and I'd be happy to lead you there. Just follow me, I'll get you to McEwen. He's, oh, no, that's too much trouble. I'm sure I can find it if I just go straight on this road. Well, you know, that man is still looking for McEwen, and that was, you know, maybe 20 years ago or something. You know, that would never get him to McEwen. And because there is the way to go, but not just any old way. And, you know, that's the way that we people in our world, I'm afraid, live. They're going to say, oh, I'm going to do it my way. You know, I'll do it my way. Even worse than a way is my way. We need to do it his way. You know, this is Mother's Day, right? Happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there. Listen to what our Blessed Mother said to her. The last words that she says to us in the scriptures are these. Do whatever he tells you. Don't do it your way. Do it his way. All right? Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. And I think that this is maybe a truth, a reality that I think many of us, many of you right now who are listening to this, maybe have discovered even more and more deeply in these very strange days that we found ourselves in. Because this conviction that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, that if we have seen him, we have seen the Father, is what has been, for me, a real anchor and security in these crazy days. How many ways have been proposed to us in these days? You know? How many truths have been proposed to us? And people getting very dug into their truth and arguing and screaming and yelling about it, you know, that sort of thing, you know? And how many, you know, secrets to life and that sort of thing. And yet, there's only one. And those of us who can rest in the Lord Jesus and say, okay, this is the way. I'm going to follow that good advice of my Blessed Mother. I'm going to do whatever he tells me. You know, for example, I'm going to keep the commandments. He tells us to do that. If you love me, keep my commandments. I'm going to try to live according to the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus gives very, very clear instructions to us. Doing it his way, it's not a big secret, okay? It's pretty easy to figure out what his way is. The truth. The truth is Jesus Christ. And what he has revealed to us of the love and mercy of the Heavenly Father through his suffering, death, and resurrection. And that is how he is the life. The life that isn't dependent on any of the circumstances of this world. That completely transcends all of the circumstances of this world. including these very strange ones we find ourselves in right now. The life that he offers is not touched by a quarantine or a virus or anything like that. It is the life that is worth living and embracing and pursuing with all that we have. And so I just encourage us all. I know in these days, I have found these days in a sense to be, as a matter of faith, a time of real purification. Of listening to all these other voices and things out there and realizing, you know, that's all just a lot of noise. I know the way. I know the truth. I know the life, the fullness of life that Jesus has won for me. And so I'm not going to pay very much attention to any of that other stuff, actually. Sure, I'm going to do what I need to do and those sort of things, but I'm not going to let it trouble my heart or rob me of my peace. I'm going to commit myself more and more to the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to come to know and love and search out his truth. And I am going to embrace the fullness of life that he offers me in whatever circumstances I find myself in. Now, that's the example of the saints to us. Maybe especially even of the martyrs, you know, or the saints who found themselves in very difficult circumstances. Their lives were in no way diminished by the limitations that they found themselves in. As a matter of fact, it brought them to the fullness of life. You know, we even have some of the martyrs, like, sometimes begging, don't do anything to keep me from being martyred, you know? I want this life that the Lord has chosen for me. And so today, don't be ashamed of the scandal of Jesus Christ. And especially don't be ashamed to share that scandal of Jesus Christ with others. You know, we, my dear people, we are very blessed that we know we are on the way, that we know the truth, that we share in the life of God. But there are many, many people out in our world who do not know Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. Do not know Jesus Christ and realize that they see the Father in seeing him. And so it is really our duty to live that. Really to live that. Never to be ashamed of the name of Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, the life.